We're here today in City West attending the Schools Across Borders Global Citizenship Student Conference event. I'll be talking to TROCRA, Concern, Irish Aid and Burma Action Ireland.
Hi, this is Jane from Radio TY with Claire O'Carroll from TROCRA. We're just here to ask you a few questions about your NGO. So, would you like to give a brief description of your work in TROCRA?
Yeah, no problem. So, as I said, my name is Claire and I work in the Development Education Department in TROCRA, and I am an education officer. So I look after post-primary requests, particularly CSB and geography. So I come to schools and give workshops and present on social justice issues and then try and get students involved to take action through campaigns.
Oh, okay. What are the different roles in an NGO?
Well, in TROCRA we have many different roles. So, as I said, I'm in education, and we also have fundraising, which raises funds for vital projects, and we also have policy people who come up with what is TROCRA's angle on different issues. We also have a finance department to make sure we know where the money is going to, and we also have our campaigns team, which come out with what campaigns we should be taking action on.
Oh, so for our mini company, we have to decide who gets to be like the head and the finance, mm-hmm. marketing and all that. So how do you decide?
What I would suggest is, first of all, take your issue and really analyse it thoroughly. And I think then from then do a brainstorm and see where people's talents lie. I mean, perhaps you might have someone in your group who's really, really good at art, so maybe they could take over maybe the visual aspect of your campaign. You may have someone who's very good at maths or business. You may have someone who's a really good talker in your group. They could be marketing, getting the message out there. Then perhaps maybe someone who'd be quite maybe academic or good at writing notes, maybe they could take over education. So I'd really just do a brainstorm of the issue first and then break it down kind of by your talents or your interests.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Rebecca with Radio TY and I'm here at Fiona, and she's going to tell you about Concern Ireland.
Hi, how are you? My name is Fiona and I work with Concern. I'm one of their schools programmes officers and I've been working with Concern for about the past 6 years.
So, do you think poverty is a big issue in the world today?
I think it's a huge issue. We see poverty here in Ireland, but around the globe we see people who live in extreme poverty. In a planet of about 6 billion people, 1 billion people live in extreme poverty, so they live on less than a euro a day, which is something that's unimaginable here in Ireland and not even possible. But people face huge issues with managing to keep themselves alive, fed, go to school, manage, keep their communities together. So poverty is a huge issue and has a big impact.
Are you doing anything to help with the disaster in the Philippines at the moment?
We are indeed. Our head of the organisation, Dominic, he is out into the Philippines at the moment with a small team, and what they're doing is an assessment just to see where the damage is, where maybe other NGOs aren't reaching, if there are parts that haven't been got to yet. So they're doing assessments. So they're flying around in military helicopters and having a look at what the damage is on the ground, and then getting an idea of what we can do to help. And Concern has a long history of helping people in emergencies, so we've got good expertise in providing water and shelter and the sort of basics that people need.
And what inspired you to get involved with Concern Ireland?
Well, I was always quite interested in the issue of how we help people who are living in poverty around the world. I also worked as a school teacher before this, and I liked the idea of helping children in other parts of the world who mightn't have the same access to education as we have here. And so that's why I started working with Concern, because I knew the work that they did overseas.
Thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Hi, I'm Rebecca and I'm here with RTY and I'm speaking to Lizzie.
Hi, my name's Lizzie Noon. I work for Worldwise Global Schools, which provides support and funding to embed development education in secondary schools. So we provide funding for organisations and individual schools to make sure that development education is taught in every school throughout Ireland.
Thank you. And what parts of your job do you carry out on a daily basis?
Okay, at the moment the parts of my job that I carry out on a daily basis is I visit the schools that we're supporting to make sure that we're helping them the best they can to make sure that learning is taking place in the student population and also with the teachers, and that they have everything that they need. We also are running workshops for organisations to make sure that they have the highest quality development education as possible. So we're working on that at the moment. We're also working with student teachers in NUI Maynooth to make sure that when they finish college, that when they're working in the school, that development education is very much part of their teaching.
As part of this project, my class has to build an NGO. Our objective is to find out, is the world child friendly? Do you have any opinions on this title?
I really do, because for many years I used to work in Concern, and I worked on a project called Stop Child Labour for 6 years. If you were to ask me, do I think this world is child-friendly, I would still say it's not. We have a convention on the rights of a child that gives special rights to children, and I don't think that those special rights are still being seen. I think in Ireland that young people, particularly teenagers, are not given the proper opportunities for their voices to be heard. And I think internationally, child labour is still a massive issue, with 218 children working in child labour. But also, as regards education, one of the biggest rights that children can have is a right to an education. And yet the world is spending the equivalent of 4 days military spending on money that could easily have every child in school. So 10 billion euros could see every child in school, and that equates to 4 days military spending. So no, I don't think that the world is quite as child-friendly as it should be at the moment.
And what inspired you to get involved with Schools Across Borders or charity work?
Yeah, well, I got involved over 16 years ago, and my main inspiration was Bob Geldof. And with his work, I think I was, in his work with Live Aid in 1984 as a young girl, I thought this is what I wanted to do. Unfortunately, in my school, there wasn't any type of development education that could lead me in the right direction. So it was years later before I discovered that's the area that I wanted to work in.
Thank you for letting us interview you.
No problem. Thank you for the interview.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, and I'm here with Marie, and she's going to tell us about what she does in her daily life.
Hello, thanks very much. Marie, I'm a volunteer with Burma Action Ireland. So I've been helping them in their work over the last, since 1996, since we helped to get it started. So we do a lot of work around awareness raising on this, just to help people know what the situation is like in Burma and the kind of actions that people can take.
One of the actions for our mini NGO is to raise awareness. Have you any ideas or advice what we can do in our school to raise awareness?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things that you can do to raise awareness. You can hold events, hold public talks. Often it's very good to find a kind of a focal point for your campaign, or there's something specific you want to talk about. I mean, for example, for Burma, we used to focus a lot on Aung San Suu Kyi, because she was a very public, a famous icon, and she was under house arrest for many years herself. So a lot of our activities might have been around marking, for example, her birthday every year. We would have a big public celebration, or we would have had a petition on the street calling for the release of Aung San Suu Kyi. And there were a lot of films, for example, a couple of films were released more recently. The Lady was one of the films about her life, and there was another one before that, Beyond Rangoon. So you could have a screening of the film, and then other people would come, and then that's kind of a way of raising awareness. Anything that can bring people together. I mean, of course, now we have the use of the internet through website. Before, we used to sort of do a lot of newsletters, and now, of course, you have a lot of means through all the electronic media to kind of raise awareness and spread the information.
As part of this project, my class has to build an NGO. Our objective is to find out, is the world child-friendly? Do you have any opinions on this title?
Well, I'm just thinking specifically about Burma. I mean, certainly the life for children is very difficult in Burma. There's a lot of child labour is very commonly practised, and as well as child soldiers is also a big issue in many of the... because there's a lot of conflicts going on in parts of Burma. Still, children are enlisted as part of the armies to identified, so that's a huge problem. I mean, you'd see children, for example, I've been to Burma, and you see children scavenging on trains and scavenging in rubbish dumps, so life for children is quite difficult in many parts of the world. They don't have the same opportunities for education that we might have, so I think there are a lot of avenues that you could explore with that title.
What can people like us do to help your cause?
Well, everybody can do something small, even if it's small. It could be writing a letter to the Minister for Foreign Affairs. There's a number of examples on our website, burmaactionireland.org, about how to write letters to the Department of Foreign Affairs about specific issues, be it on ethnic violence in some parts of the country, or maybe on political prisoners, as we saw. There are still a lot of political prisoners in Burma, even though obviously Aung San Suu Kyi, and there have been many releases of political prisoners, but still many people, you know, are behind bars. So we regularly feature political prisoners on our website, and it's possible to write about them or to write to them as well, which can kind of help them in their difficult time. So there are a lot of actions everybody can take, even if it's only a small action. It's a contribution towards the overall campaign.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Okay, thanks very much.
Bye. Those are great interviews from the many organisations who took part in Schools Across Borders. Back to Wolston's.